Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as you can for today's trading opportunities. And we did get some massive moves overnight. Now, let's discuss the reasons for those moves. So let's get straight into it then. Today, obviously, is Friday, the 19th of April. And like I said, a really volatile night, really overnight. So we just start with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on the screen. And in terms of a quick introduction then, all profitable traders, they need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature for every trader's strategy. And then, of course, it's about your trading strategy in terms of your entries. Where do you get in? Where do you get out? You know, technically, and what are the reasons for those levels? How do you manage that risk, making sure that you're not just you control the exposure on a trade by trade basis, but you also control the overall exposure. Trade management and trade psychology, all very, very important features. We're in this sort of trade management position again pretty quickly, which is great. It's what we aim to do, you know, more often than not. We've been prevented from doing so the last couple of months with the nature of the market moves, psychology as well plays an important role. So we address all of these considerations every day in our live trading rooms. That's the first thing. And we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, willing to be patient when necessary, both in terms of getting into the trades, but also in terms of trying to let those winners run. You need to have a certain degree of patience in terms of trying to maximize your returns. So let's start then with a review of potential market moving news. So nothing significant on a data-driven perspective, but we've had some developments overnight with Israel taking action against the attack that was seen from Iran. So it increases tensions in the Middle East. And I think according to the price action, it doesn't appear to be as severe as perhaps the markets initially thought. So there was a very, very risk-off geopolitical volatility sort of significant move, which has unwound a little bit. Just over the last, I don't know, couple of hours, I think. So let's get in and have a look at it in a bit more detail. On the data-driven perspective, we had unemployment claims come in line, pretty much in line with expectations. No real progress made on the previous month. Existing home sales coming in line. We have IMF meetings. And today, now, we had retail sales out of the UK. We were expecting a bit of an upside, something positive for the UK economy, but actually coming in really quite flat. So again, it just underlines the difficulties for the UK economy. So really, nothing of any major concern as far as the data concern. The focus is exclusively on the geopolitical developments occurring in the Middle East. So yesterday, we were technically talking about these markets rolling over to the downside. So the S&P, the NASDAQ, the euro dollar and the pound dollar. And the directions are there up on screen. And we've seen, we're already in these trades. We're in profit across the board. We were in significantly more profit. And you can see the little snap back. Now, that, I suppose, the reasons for the initial move haven't really changed. I suppose it does point to the seriousness of the move. We know that the attack from Iran on Israel was kind of a staged attack. They warned the Israelis what they were going to do. Israel were well defended, supported by the US. So it seemed like a bit of an exercise in retaliation without it wanting to be retaliation. And now it looks as if Israel have done something similar. So looking at the euro dollar, a bit of a strong bounce off the lows. Now looking a little bit more on the bullish side, Same situation for the S&P 500, NASDAQ, strong rally, and then we're seeing the little bounce off those lows. So interesting to see commodities, because you would expect when you see geopolitical developments like, you know, the beginnings of kind of conflict between nations, the concern is you get an uptick in the price of commodities, largely due to certain trade-related issues, certain sort of boundary issues in terms of the maneuvering of the mining of these commodities, the distribution of the commodities gets disrupted. Ultimately, it leads to increased prices. And that's really what we saw. And if you remember, those of you that were trading with us yesterday, we were very reluctant to be selling this because of that conflict bubbling away in the background and the fact that, you know, we'd hear about it very quickly and it'll be swift and it, you know. And as a result, we completely retraced yesterday's moves and rallied again from $81 up to nearly $86. And then the realization kicks in, actually, it wasn't really as significant as it was probably initially anticipated. So you get the correction really beginning to kick in. And looking at gold as well, you know, we saw a bit of a rally. Again, that's just kind of unwound a little bit. Still wasn't able to break new highs. So clearly risk off. We were looking to sort of see if we could trade it into these lows down here. It would have been a decent profitable trade. We'll monitor these going into the European trading session just to see if we're likely to get sort of further rollover to the downside. But that's kind of a strong move. Again, further downside, bit of a pullback across the board, even the DAX as well. And we did get that pretty decent move. But again, very much geopolitically driven. Some selling and then some strong continuation, a little bit of a pullback on that as well. So going back to the dollar, where are we at with the dollar? Well, we saw some dollar strength significantly. And we saw a bit of a retracement on that across the board. This is the strange one. The Swiss really strengthened overnight. So they're an export-driven economy. So maybe there was something a little bit more subtle in terms of the reasons for the Swiss franc to strengthen more so than the dollar. So generally, it was a flight to safety trade. You'd expect to see the dollar strengthen, and that's what we saw pretty much across the board, except for the dollar CAD. We saw the Swiss franc. Swiss franc we saw strengthen really very aggressively. So our bias is still with the dollar strength trade. We had a bit of a strong move. This is a bit of a flight to safety trade followed by, look at the snapback, so extreme volatility overnight. And now we've got the opportunity to decide whether we get another leg to the downside or whether this pullback is going to be persistent and prolonged. So commodities, are after an event like that, you really want to see how the dust settles in terms of where these markets go next. So we are currently positioned in this selling phase. So these prices have moved in our favor. The pullback is a little bit concerning, but we'll get into it. Our bias is still for further downside. So the pullback itself is obviously a little bit on the worrying side, but it is technically just a pullback as we look at these markets now. So there's the pullback there, 2-4, sort of over the last 5 hours, it's pulling back really quite significantly. Okay, so on that note, guys, we'll we just put together our trade plan. We'll let you go. We'll switch over to our mentorship room. So hopefully you can join us for that. So mixed market conditions. I think we can safely say risk off. Flight to safety, market conditions due to between Israel and Iran. Okay, so we're just putting a bit of context to the reasons for our bias, really. So in terms of a summary, we absolutely have risk off, flight to safety market conditions. So you're seeing capital come out of risk and move into more safe havens. And the commodities are likely to see further upside as a result. So too is the dollar. And as we saw specifically the Swiss franc as well, that seems to be the strongest currency out there. So we were looking for that rollover to the downside. Yesterday, we got that trade. We were able to sort of add to our positioning. It's just quite straightforward. So significant volatility overnight. We are looking to okay, so look, the simple fact is we're really anticipating that patience is going to be required. Because of this sort of backdrop, really. All right, so. So again, we're in the right trades in the right direction. The markets initially moved significantly in our favor because we were risk off anyway, so we got further confirmation of that risk off trade. It's driven obviously by conflict in the Middle East, so bear that in mind. And really we're anticipating, you know, further indice weakness. I'm not sure that initial response over 2 or 3 hours is probably again sufficient to kind of cover to price that in fully. So further indice weakness pretty much across the board. Dollar strength, we'll see if we get some further rollover to the downside, which we think is probably likely. But do notice that significant volatility overnight, specifically around that conflict in the Middle East. So we are looking to see how these markets move from these current prices, which have we've extended and then they've snapped back. So we're in that snapback phase. And it's really an important phase to see, right, are we going to start seeing momentum further to the downside for the trades that we're currently in? Or will we see a more of an exaggerated reversal? So patience ultimately required really at this stage. Okay, so look, I'm going to post this into the chat box, guys. We'll wrap it up there, of course. We'll if there's any questions, feel free to post them. And we're going to switch rooms now, so you'll find we'll be broadcasting pretty shortly. So if you want to join us for that session, you're very welcome to do so. Just join us through your your members area, or if you've registered for the webinar, then just click on the link. You should receive a link 15 minutes before the broadcast begins. So feel free to join us there for the European mentorship room. So we'll see how these markets play out over the course of the morning. So fascinating developments overnight, further progress. We'll see how these markets play out and see if we can kind of add to our current positioning, really. Clear shift from a market narrative perspective. I mean, these current moves are very much geopolitical, sort of conflict-based in this conflict in the Middle East. But in addition, behind the markets, we've got this shift from a dovish Fed to a more of a hawkish Fed. So we're looking to stick with these lower indices, dollar higher bond yields type narrative, although we're seeing a bit of an upside move in commodities. So we'll have to be prepared for both outcomes. On that note, guys, thanks so much for joining us as always. We look forward to seeing you next time. That just about concludes this session. So if you are interested in learning how to trade the markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It just starts from just $59 per calendar month. So for more information, just go to thelivetraderoom.com and do feel free to connect with us through the website if you need. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, thanks as always, and we'll see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.